Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone. He says it lasts just as the time bell rings.
Mark Knopfler with Dire Straits bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. Join me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Eric Groves is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. We're having a great visit with Eric. He's the CEO and the co-founder of Alignable. Alignable.com. It's a free network of small business owners who are helping each other grow and these days helping survive. Eric, thanks again for being here. Thanks for the great work you guys are doing. I'm proud of how you've turned out, how your company's turned out. I remember when you founded it, and I had all the confidence in the world in you. So you got about 5 million people, folks, hanging out in this network. So go to alignable.com and see what you can find out. It'll cost you nothing and nothing. I promise you this. If you hang out with Eric, nothing bad will happen. Hey, Eric, talk to us about your survey that you conducted recently to asking people how they're handling the situation.
So what we're doing is we're basically asking our members to come back and take this survey each week and give us sort of a read on what kind of impact the coronavirus is having on their business. And we've seen that rise, like I said, from, you know, March 12th, from roughly 20% significant impact up to 60% today. And in terms of overall impact, rising from 60% to now 90%. So 90% of all business owners out there are feeling some impact from the coronavirus. The interesting thing is when you look across the country, while it started out in the Northwest and the Northeast predominantly, now pretty much every state across the country is feeling it well north of 70%.
And that's what's so frightening about this virus is the aggressiveness of it, the transmissible nature of it. And it does seem to be more dangerous than other things like the flu in a lot of ways. So, Eric, one of the things that was interesting to me when we polled our people about 3 weeks ago, one of the things we said was, do you think the government response is about right, or do you think it's too much hysteria? Do you think the response, I should say, is about right or too much hysteria? And there were four variations of that response. Between perfect and not good, and over the week that we polled, it was interesting to see how in the beginning it was heavily in this is hysteria, this is too overreacting. By the end of the week, as people learned more and more about it, like as you say, about 3 weeks ago, it was interesting how it switched over, and it was more and more people were saying, "Wow, this is appropriate. This is how we got to take care of this." It was very interesting to see that trend, right? Wasn't it?
It was very interesting to see. And, you know, what it really came down to in many ways was these businesses started to feel the impact, yeah. Right? And you couldn't hide from it anymore.
Well, more and more governors were telling people to shut their businesses and customers not to go into businesses. I mean, we've had that going on
right.
Recently. That'll put a dent in your top line, and when that little bell over the door quits ringing, that's not good, is it?
No, it's not. When you think about it, you know, we did a survey on how much cash small businesses have available to them, and this was based on some discussions we've had with Karen Mills, who's running the Small Business Administration under Obama, she had pulled some research for a recent book that she wrote about the average small business owner having less than 30 days available cash.
Yeah.
And so we actually reached out to our members and did a similar survey, and we found that, you know, that was pretty much spot on. About 37% of small businesses had less than a month of cash available to them.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's pretty scary when someone tells you have to close your doors and you're trying to keep your employees on staff because, you know, they've been true to you for so long. But you're looking at your bank account dwindle, and you're looking for an end, right? I mean, in most natural disasters, there's a natural end, right? The hurricane comes through, and it's over. The skies are blue, and you can move forward and try and recover.
But you know, Eric, I have to say one thing, though. I want to stick one thing in here that I believe with all my heart. You may I don't know if you agree with me or not. She said she found that 37% had less than 30 days of cash. Is that right?
Well, the average was about 30 days. Our survey showed that 37% had less than a month of cash on hand.
Well, I will tell you this. 12 years ago, that number would have been double. I'm convinced, as even though I know there are a lot of it's tough out there, I'm convinced that the small business sector is stronger today than they were before 2008.
Absolutely.
Financially.
And I think that the next
because they survived 2008. They survived 2008 and came through their lost decade. I mean, they're still having a tough time, but I do think that that it's going to help us weather this. What do you think?
You know, I think that the government has to get this money into the system fast.
Yeah.
Right? And we have to be confident that they're going to do that. You look at, you know, past disaster recovery, and roughly 35% of the funds that are announced actually make it into the system.
Yeah.
And so we need to make sure that that number is much, much higher this go round. And at the same time, we need to do everything that we can do now to lend a hand to this process. I mean, there are examples across our platform where consumers and small business owners are stepping up to help each other.
Yep.
But we also need help from big companies who are notorious for taking up the 100 days to pay.
Yeah, they got to start paying quicker. There's no question about that. Hey, Eric, will you come back? We need you back again more often. Will you come back soon?
My buddy, I will be here whenever you need me, my friend.
Eric Groves, ladies and gentlemen, Alignable.com. Check it out, folks. Join that network. You'll be glad you did, and you'll thank me later. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blessingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.